Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy here. Bo Brock is out on a well-deserved vacation for the weekend. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. You can listen to me on the Freaks 1 to 4 p.m. on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix Monday through Friday. And Bo's show follows mine 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time on The Drive Monday through Friday. So a lot has happened in the 2 days since I've talked to you, or we've talked to you. Took yesterday off, had some work to do, so coming back to you today. Arizona Cardinals made a move. They signed cornerback Robert Alford from the Atlanta Falcons. And this is a name that Bo Brock brought up a couple days ago as a perfect addition to the team, pending the money being right. 30 years old. The dude was arguably the best corner on the Falcons team. And I'll go down the Pro Football Focus numbers on him in just a moment. But he signs a 3-year deal, $22.5 million, $13.5 million guaranteed. So that second number is really the number that matters. So, well done. This checked off so many boxes. One move, so many boxes. First box, corner up alongside Patrick Peterson. Boom, 30 years old, veteran. It's something now that you don't necessarily need to seek out in the first round of the NFL draft. They still might if they want to draft a greedy Williams, but this allows the Cardinals to trade down with a little bit more certainty because they've locked up a second corner position alongside Patrick Peterson. First box. Second box, not that expensive. $22.5 million sticker price, but really the number that everybody knows matters is the guaranteed money, and that's only 13.5. So say, to round it out, there's a number between $50 and $60 million that the Cardinals will have in free cap space in this offseason. Say they have $53.5 million, okay, just to make the math easy. That means there's still $40 million to spend. They've spent only 20% of the money they have on one guy instead of giving somebody, you know, $50 million guaranteed, and it's screwing everybody. So $13.5 million guaranteed. The sticker price is great. 3 years, we've locked him up, and he's a veteran, and he's a corner. So all those boxes, step one is completed. Bo and I co-hosted the Freaks. Kenny and Crash were out yesterday. And all I talked about regarding the Cardinals was there are so many different tributaries to get back to the main river. There's so many different paths to get to where you want to go, but not all of them are right, and not all of them are as efficient as the others. So one or two things needed to happen before we could actually determine what path the Cardinals were going to take in an effort to get back to relevancy. And we've seen that. They signed a corner. Boom. It's frustrating for me because I was on the Greedy Williams train, the corner out of LSU, to trade down and take in the first round. Why was I on that train? Because all of the conversations surrounding the Cardinals for the last 3 or 4 seasons after Antonio Cromartie left was, man, there's no corner alongside Patrick Peterson. And they have all these other issues. For some reason, there are parentheses around that first sentence about the corner, and everything else was focused on more than the cornerback position. Finally, now, there is a foundational piece. He's not a top-flight guy. He's not a 1A guy that requires a $50 million guaranteed price tag. He's a serviceable guy, not that expensive, and you can trust him. Alex Clancy here. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. This is a good first move for the Arizona Cardinals. And because he was released by the Falcons, the Cardinals didn't have to wait till March 13th to go sign him. So they got him. They got a guy. They made a move. And it's not, well, we'll wait for everybody to sign everywhere else that's expensive, and we'll sign the cheapest option. We're not going to the used car lot when there's a fire sale and taking the last one just because it goes from A to B. We did get a pre-owned car. The Cardinals got a pre-owned car, but it still has low miles and doesn't have any dents. And this specific pre-owned car had a pick six against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl in Atlanta, even though they lost. Whew. I finally feel like 5% relief. Since week 4 of last season, I have not felt anything but superfluous strain on my body when talking about the Cardinals. Because there's no bright side. There was no bright side. And I'm not a pessimist by nature. I look with my eyes and hear with my ears everything that's going around in Phoenix regarding the Cardinals. There was nothing to be positive about at all. So we don't know what Robert Alford is going to translate into with the 3-4 system that Vance Joseph is bringing in. But what we do know is Vance Joseph is exemplary at the craft of molding corners into being the best they can be. Secondary. The secondary is his baby, Vance Joseph's. Look at his numbers. Just, you know what? Do the quick way and Wikipedia him. DB's coach crushed it. He knows how to run a secondary. And that's something the Cardinals have desperately needed. Desperately needed. On the other side, I will talk about what the most important thing to do next for the Cardinals is. Alex Clancy, Locked On Cardinals. Be right back. Welcome back. Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy is here. Bo Brock is being lazy. He's snowboarding today. And I'm stuck in this lowly studio talking about the Cardinals. I mean, it could be worse. So, Robert Alford signed away from the Atlanta Falcons. They just released him. Now part of the Arizona Cardinals. 3-year, $22.5 million deal. $13.5 million guaranteed. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. And moving forward, it's something that may placate Patrick Peterson. Now, I'll talk about what they need to do next. But first, this is something to keep your eye on. Just listen to what I'm saying. Money doesn't always buy happiness. Oh, hold the phone. He's going cliche. Listen to what I'm saying. Money doesn't always buy happiness. And what I mean by that in this specific situation is you don't need to break the bank for Patrick Peterson to keep him here. Let me repeat that. You don't need to break the bank for Patrick Peterson to stay here. All you need to do is make the right moves to win more games. All you need to do is make the right moves to win more games. And I was the first one on the train saying, get him the hell out of here. He doesn't want to be here after he came out and said, get me out. I'm like, okay, no problem. See ya. We can get so much. The Cardinals can get so much for the future for you out if you don't want to be here. He said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean it. And he comes out of Waste Management Open, the big party golf tournament this past weekend. He's like, oh, no, I'm here to stay. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it, bruh. But signing this corner will help. You don't need to give him $700 million guaranteed to keep him here. You don't. All you need to do is look competent in the front office position. Competency goes so far. Competency is a currency that's kept Bill Belichick in business without having to pay his players. Competency has kept players at bay without needing or thinking they need to go find a place that'll pay them the most amount of money. Competency from the front office, one for one in the year 2019. After the Super Bowl, one for one. Bravo, Steve Keim. Now, Patrick Peterson is, I don't know, instead, you know, like, okay, so there's a high dive, okay? And you have to go up the ladder. Say there's 20 steps up the ladder. It's really high. Say there's 20 steps up the ladder. And Patrick Peterson, when he said he wanted to trade, was at the 19th rung of that ladder. About ready to jump off into the pool, into the great, you know, wide open to a different team. That's not the best analogy. Now, he's jumped down to about, like, the 11th rung or 10th rung. So he's gone almost halfway down from where he was from one move. Because he can look across the field and have confidence in the fact that he is somebody else that he trusts to play good defense from the cornerback position. I mean, it goes a long way. Goes a long way. And don't think for a second that that wasn't in the thought processes of the front office and Michael Bidwell. Don't think for a second. Where should the Cardinals go next? I will tell you next. Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy. We'll be right back. Wrap it up here. Alex Clancy going solo today. Bo Brock is What do people say? Shredding the gnar or something? Isn't that what people... Oh, come on, bro. I almost threw up saying that. But I think that's what people say when they go snowboarding. Something like that. I don't know. I never really understood it. Let's go balls first down a mountain on a plank. That sounds fun. I'll ride the ski lift all day long. I love the scenery. I don't need to maneuver around inanimate objects. Okay, trees are alive. I get it. Immovable objects that will crush your skull if you, I don't know, catch an edge, bro. Catch an edge. Is that what people say? I don't know. I've watched, you know, Out Cold, the movie with Zach Galifianakis and a London brother, and that's as far as I know. Where do the Cardinals go next? They signed Robert Alford to a $22.5 million contract. 13.5 guaranteed, team friendly. He'll be here for a couple years. Patrick Peterson's got a buddy. Killer. You can move Buda Baker back to safety. They're going to need to bring in a slot corner, but crawl before you can walk. You need to be born before you can crawl, before you can walk. And the Cardinals were just born. It makes sense. Where do they need to go next? Ideally, where do they need to go next? Offensive lineman. Ideally, a guy that's unhappy with the team he's at, is not super expensive, and doesn't have an injury-prone history. Now, I would much rather pay more money for an offensive lineman than I would for a corner because of the draft position they're in. Jonah Williams, if you trade down and draft him fourth or fifth overall, you're putting a lot of pressure on a kid that has never played in the NFL and who got lit up during the national championship game. So what I would do is go out and find a guy in free agency that's not too expensive. Doesn't matter what position he plays on the offensive line. That's where we're at. Maybe not center. But that's where we're at. Everybody is replaceable. DJ Humphreys is replaceable. Everybody replaceable. Okay? DJ Humphreys is young enough to where he can learn a different position. I know it would take a long time. If you have to move him to the right side of the line and bring in a baller left tackle, just do it. Give him 20 or 25 mil guaranteed. Solidify these positions of supreme need. Do they absolutely need a wide receiver? Yeah. But with Cliff Kingsbury's new system, it would be easier to breed talent from the wide receiver position than the offensive line. And listen, from what it seems like, the offensive line is going to have to keep the pressure off the quarterback for a second and a half. I mean, this is going to be a different offensive line, a job description than other teams because of the air raid offense. You're going to need to push off defenders for a couple hard seconds, but I think Josh Rosen's going to get rid of the ball quick. It's going to be a completely different job description. But if you're asking me who the absolute next person should be that is brought in and signed by the Arizona Cardinals, it's an offensive lineman, a good one without injury history. And I know injury history is kind of loosely defined regarding offensive linemen because they get crunched every single play. The fact that some guys like Joe Thomas missed, you know, played several seasons in a row without getting hurt is unbelievable. There's a lot of luck involved with that, definitely. But that's what I think they should do next. And coming Monday, when we revisit this topic, hopefully there will be some rumblings about an offensive lineman coming to Phoenix. Check you guys then. Have a good weekend.